Now, a person who would look after an orphan would be its legal
guardian.
What about a child that was born to an unmarried woman? It's a what?
Well, if it was a boy, he'd be a bastard. But if a gal, I don't know, a girl, I don't know what you call it.
Now, if you have a lot of people around here that are your cousins and nephews and uncles and, I mean, nieces and things like that, or
grandchildren.
So you, in this area, you have a lot of what?
Relatives.
This is where all your
relatives.
Somebody might have the same name as you, Williams, but they'd actually be no
relation.
No relation to you. What about now, somebody like me who comes into town from far away, he'd be a what? What was it you called me when I walked up to the door?
Foreigner. Foreigner.
Did you have people?
Of course, really speaking of further, thinking of it, I think would be the right way. Of course, you're an American, you're not a foreigner. Somebody from some other land, a foreigner would be. But you're not a foreigner. You're foreign to this part of the country, of course, but.
I'm a what? You and me are both American.
Americans, yeah. I don't know what you'd call it. Factly, business, me and you are kin. You're my kin folks.
Trace it back to Adam.
Yes, sir.
I mean Noah.
Noah. Adam and Eve. I was a water tender up here. I was a ship engineer. I was over the whole crew. And I had a man working at him was a water tender. He was over me. I mean, I was over him. Well, I was responsible for the men coming in. If there was anybody absent, I had to get somebody to replace that man who he wanted. Well, it was the bottom job, a cleanup man. And he didn't come in. And he was off after several days, and I would call the time office, and they would send me a man in that was, they sent the same, it was a colored man, sent him in every day. Well, I made my round this special certain morning, and I walked up, I always checked to see if everybody was on the job. Walked up to him, I says, well, did your man show up? He said, yeah, he come to it. He says, why do you want to get that same old nigger all the time for? I said, he ain't worth killing. He won't work, he goes and hides and sleeps. He just ain't nothing. I backed up, I said, wait a minute, fella. I said, you ain't gonna talk about your kin people that way, are you? And I knew he was a deacon in a church down here. I said, wait a minute, son, you ain't gonna talk about your kin people that way. He said, kin hell, he ain't no kin to me. I said, you believe in the Bible? Yeah. All right. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Ain't no kin to me. So I had the best of it. That's facts.
What did the colored people call you that worked?
White folks. What did they call me when I was a supervisor? They would call me Mr. Dewey, Mr. Williams. And there was one certain old colored man up there, good old colored man. They called him Hardrow. Well, he had to go out and get the lunches every day, and he'd come to me to get a pass to get out the gate. Well, I was sitting up there in my office, feet propped up on the desk, half asleep. He walked in, and every time he'd come in, I'd take his hat off, his old cap.